If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From the Race Across America Mobile Studios in Annapolis, Maryland, where we are anxiously awaiting the finish of Michael Conti. Michael is joining us on the road in Illinois. Sounds like you got a tailwind this morning.
Yeah, got a nice tailwind, back on the GT bike, and moving forward.
Again, are you having fun?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm kind of like, there's a part of me that this is just, it's a daily experience. And it's, I was talking to Sarah Cooper this morning. She gave me a call to see how everything was. And she's like, yeah, you want to be off your bike and be done, but then you don't want to be done because you're with this weird group of people who are now family, and you're probably closer to them than your brothers and sisters, you know? They've seen you go through hell and back and this emotion and that emotion all into the compact amount of time.
Well, and we were talking a little about that yesterday where, I mean, this consumes you. It's not just the training. It's the emails. It's the organization. It's everything in the planning that brings this together. And then when the race comes to an end, it's not there anymore. And if there's not something there to fill that void, there's nothing else that can take its place. So let's do it again.
Yeah, no thanks. that's what Sarah was talking about. She's bummed. She had her crash in Dirty Kansas XL, and she's supposed to be on my crew here, you know, about a little past midway. She's like so bummed. She's like, I just hate sitting on the couch watching this god. Like, I want to be there. Like, she's just like, I'm selfish. I want to be there in the action. It's hard for her just sitting back and watching.
You know, and another thing we had mentioned yesterday when we weren't recording was, you really wanted to talk about the people behind the scenes that helped you get to where you are, and that, you know, solo is not all that much solo.
Oh, man, there's, you know, first off is my fiance, man, Heidi. She's had to deal with me, and I guess I'd say an obsession with Ram. It's one of those deals. You can't do it halfway. You've got to be all in or all out. There's no Mickey Mousing around with it. And, you know, and then we have sponsors. Sponsors are the ones that help pay for this. And, you know, companies like USANA, you know, it's a vitamin company, health science company. They're trying to see if this race is damage to my body or it's good for my body and what to put into my body. And it's stuff like that that helps, allows me to race. Yeah, I've got other companies, Topical Edge, which is like a secret formula. I think you know about it.
Very well.
Like, you know, and I took an approach to this race more scientific. Like, I wanted to know everything about this race and how to solve problems. And day two didn't go so well. Day three didn't go so well. We corrected stuff. And because a lot of this stuff is unknown. It's hard to test saddles at 1,000 miles, because who wants to go ride 1,000 miles to go test the saddle, right?
Exactly.
So we've got, you know, 7 saddles with us. And, you know, my local bike shop, Mount Bella, man, if it wasn't for them, I mean, man, they helped me out. So, yeah, there's a ton of people behind the scenes. The Ram family is pretty cool, because we got Andy Christensen behind us. And I was just had a quick break and messaged his wife just to make sure he was okay. And he's having some problems with his neck, and we've got a spare Shermer neck device in the van that, you know, we can leave. We left him some Topical Edge to help clear out his legs. His legs are cramping, and, you know, That's what the Ram family does. And it's pretty, cool. Even have fellow racers behind the scenes talking and chatting and checking in. Something you're going to talk about, this is going to be crazy for you to think about this. I had a sleep break somewhere, I don't know where I was, and Effingham or something, and we're out in the middle of, like, cornfields and stopped, and I can sleep in a sprinter van again now, which is way more efficient. And I wake up to this guy outside my van talking to Joe on my crew, and I look at him and I said, Altitude Sports. I'm like, Dave Ozzie's out here. Really? He drove 4 hours to come see me? Like, and, you know, he hung out with us for an hour just driving up and down the road cheering me on it at 3:30 in the morning, man. I mean, those are the people behind the scenes that are just amazing and what makes this sport so amazing and just, it's awesome.
Yeah, I love that feeling of camaraderie and competitiveness where, you know, Andy Christensen's been there with you all the way across, yet you're helping him out. I mean, you want to beat each other, but at the same time, you want to see each other finish. And it really takes me back to this experience I had in 95 where I'd been racing a guy all the way across. We're in Arkansas. He comes sailing past. George, we're going to make it. He looked great. And I was like, yeah, you will. I'm not. And, you know, 10 hours later, I hear that he's dropped out. And it made me so sad. I felt like I'd lost a friend. Again, even though I really wanted to beat him, I didn't want to beat him that way.
Yeah, it's we're our team is doing everything we can to help out Andy and whoever else, you know, needs anything. I've always been like that in this sport. And you got Rob White on Andy's crew. He's one of the best, man, at dealing with issues, and it's been fun. Yeah, he and I had some cool little battles, and that's what makes racing fun. And at the end of the day, we've got a bet for beers, and you know, that's going to be one of the best beers ever when we're both there, and we both have to get there. And that's the thing is that you know how this race can change instantly. Oh, I know how it, I guess firsthand how it can change instantly and be over with. And so, but Ram's awesome. I mean, the family's awesome. The people behind the scenes are awesome. And I can't thank, you know, my sponsors enough. And just, you know, keep it going on. And it's a great sport with good family.
Well, you can be riding high 1 minute and then at the deepest of depths at the next, but you're always going to, it's a roller coaster. I hate it when people say, oh, keep going, it's going to get better. Well, it will get better, but it's also going to get worse again, but it'll get better after that.
Yeah, I've gone through like personal victories to personal problems to my poor fiance, you know, hey, I had this heat rash, you got to go do this. Fix it, you know. It's like she doesn't need that, but she's there for me. I mean, my crew is like, they're just like, you want what? Okay, cool. I got it. We got it handled. I'm like, no, don't go out of your way. And they just want to do everything for me, and it's an odd feeling. And I hope I get to return the favor, you know, for someone in Ram down the road, because that's what makes this Ram family cool. Like Cooper and White, you know, going back and forth and cooling and for each other. It's just, I don't know. It's a humbling and amazing experience.
Michael, as always, it's amazing talking with you. I don't want you to miss out on the tailwind you've got. Hop on that TT bike and make some time. And really look forward to catching up with you this evening.
Yeah, I'm around. I just ride my bike.
Michael Conte joining us from Illinois, the 2018 Race Across America. From the Race Across America mobile studios in Annapolis, Maryland, I'm George Thomas.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.